This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Corporate chiefs are announcing big deals, signaling they think the presidential race is over and the status quo will hold. AT&T said it planned to acquire Time Warner for $85.4 billion, the biggest deal of the year. British American Tobacco offered $47 billion for the portion of Reynolds American that it does not already own. The chip maker Qualcomm is expected to make a $37 billion offer for the rival company NXP Semiconductors. Tom Hayden passed away at 76 years old. He was founder of SDS, Students for Democratic Society, a defendant in the Chicago 7 trial after riots at the 1968 Democratic National Convention, and a peace activist who married Jane Fonda, went to Hanoi, and escorted American prisoners of war home from Vietnam. More recently, he was a state legislator in California from 1983 to 2000. The French government began its long-awaited clearing of the sprawling migrant camp outside the city of Calais. 60 buses holding 50 each will take migrants to all but two regions of the country for relocation. At least 20 state legislative chambers are seen as highly competitive in this election, and a majority of those now are now controlled by Republicans. Democrats are setting their sights on chambers not only in Minnesota, but also in states like Maine, New Mexico, and New York. Republicans hope to hold control and extend their reach in places like Iowa, Kentucky, and Washington. President Obama is now spending time and effort in these areas. An NBC Survey Monkey poll found that 45% of Republicans wouldn't or were unlikely to accept the results of the election if their candidate lost, compared to 30% of independents and 16% of Democrats. DeepMind, the Alphabet Google subsidiary, has announced that it has designed a program that mimics any human voice and which sounds more natural than the best existing text-to-speech systems, reducing the gap with human performance by 50%. Total Halloween spending is expected to reach $8.4 billion this year, $1.5 billion more than in 2015. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.